This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, man, it is Dukes and Bell on a Friday headed into the Independence Day weekend. Mike Bell, John Chuckery in for Carl Dukes today. Thanks for being a part of the show. By the way, 404-741-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to leave us a comment about anything we've been talking about today. We got a really busy 3 o'clock hour for you here, so we're going to talk to our weekly conversation with Tony Gwynn Jr. coming up at 3:20, then 3:40 as he's ready to hit the tarmac and get on a plane. DeJounte Murray, Mike, is going to join us, our newest Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah, man, a lot of guys, Hawks fans, are saying that very curious. A lot of folks agree with us that there is going to be, you know, another shoe that's going to drop here with Atlanta, and maybe it's going to be DeAndre Ayton. That is the one name they've been linked to. I know that you and I were banging the drum for Kevin Durant just because it's plausible. It's not an impossibility, but yes, the odds would certainly be long. And I know that no one's really got us in the mix as like a potential landing spot. They keep focusing on Phoenix, Miami, Toronto, although right. When people do the math, it doesn't exactly work out the way it should.
Well, it's not as easy as just saying where Kevin Durant wants because, again, Brooklyn's like, hey, hi, we're over here. You know, you play for us and have a contract with us. We want to get something back. We're not giving up the best offensive player in the NBA for, you know, a bag of peanuts and, you know, some popcorn for all of it. You got to give us something back. So the Hawks do have multiple assets available. And even without Kevin Huerter, you know, again, they picked up a couple of final year contracts that are available to them. That's about $11 million in cash or what have you. So we'll get into plenty of that talk, but we will talk to DeJounte Murray coming up at 3:40. First, though, let's get to our NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Our long national nightmare is over as the Deshaun Watson case is now going to head to the judge. The league is supposedly, there are five cases that the league has really put out there as far as the focal point of this presentation, Mike. Now, when we're going to get a decision, who knows out of all of it. But, you know, we talked to Amy Dash earlier this week, and I thought she had some interesting comments that, boy, if the judge rules on each individual case, look, even if it's only 4 or 5 games, let's say, okay, you're talking about 20, 25 games worth of suspension in total.
Well, that's the thing. You've two ways of looking at this. Obviously, the players' union wants nothing, zero, nada, and the league might be pressing for multiple-year suspension, or at least certainly more than 17 weeks of football, which is it's possible. But then the other thing is, according to the sources with knowledge of the proceedings, the NFL interviewed 12 women who are making the allegations. Again, part of the women that are represented by Busby, the attorney. 5 cases became the focal point. Second, the NFL's case included no evidence that Watson engaged in violence, made threats, applied coercion, or used force. So the Players Association, if they do drop the hammer, would say, well, why is that? Yes, the optics are bad, and we know what happened. He engaged or was trying to engage in sexual activities with women who weren't expected to be. They thought they were there for a sports massage, a clinical massage, not for, you know, sexual gratification for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
So I'm going to stick with, I've always said 10 games was the number I had in my head. I'm going to say 10 on appeal. Maybe they'll go with a full season. They'll get it down to 10. Where do you think this goes?
I think it's going to be a year. What I'm very curious about is, do you think that the Texans get any sort of penalty in this thing?
Well, if you go back and look at the NFL over the years, it's usually a mid-round draft pick for something like that. I mean, if you're, I know it's apples to oranges with us pumping in fake sound noise. Remember that at the Georgia Dome years ago? We lost, a fifth rounder on that.
Yeah, something like that, fourth, fifth
But if
round,
that's worth a fifth rounder, I would think setting up hotels for trysts. Use of your player for romantic trysts, and also providing non-disclosure agreements, knowing that massage therapists are going to be used for sexual gratification, would be more than a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, we've seen guys that have been, I hate to say it this way, but we've seen guys that have been convicted for less, or not convicted, but been accused of less than this, that have gotten, you know, six-game suspensions and things like that. I think the NFL wants to send a message that there was bad behavior all the way around in all of this, and I think that it's going to be here. Could it be adjudicated below that? Who knows?
What did Ben Roethlisberger get? Six games? Was it six or five, Bo?
I might have been eight, then dropped down to six.
And remember, for those who don't remember, before Ben Roethlisberger, you know, got religion, he was a dude that had two incidents. One was down in Milledgeville, rented a house at Lake Oconee. The other one was out in Tahoe at that big, they had the big pro-am out there. And that was one that was alleged to have occurred between a hotel employee, and they were both settled out of court. And the optics on that were as bad as this, if not worse. And they were being accused of rape.
Yeah, exactly. Pushing a girl in the bathroom and, you know, sexual assault.
And if that results in six. Now, again, that's part of the reason why Roger Goodell doesn't get to do this anymore, because the NFL screwed this thing up so many seven ways to Sunday, you could argue. You know, and that's part of it. From Tagliabue's legacy on to Goodell, there was no consistency with the way the way they screwed up the Ray Rice investigation.
Yeah,
for instance.
And Ezekiel Elliott and all these guys, they got all these different.
That's why the Players Association and the league signed up on this judge who's making the decision.
Right. Now, the next thing will be when we actually get this. My guess is we're going to get this pretty quick, Mike. We're a few weeks away from training camp. The NFL wants to get this thing done and over with. And let's be honest, and I mean, this may not sound like it really matters, but the Browns need to know, are we going to have our quarterback or not have our quarterback? We have things we have to figure out on our end. So can we get this thing adjudicated and get the final decision? So my guess is next week we'll get a result on all of this. I mean, I would think that, you know, we got to get this thing done and over with. And if nothing else, the Browns can decide, okay, how long is Watson going to be out for, if any?
Yeah, I know that Deshaun Watson, one thing, let's bring it back to the Falcons. We know he's not going to be playing week four. That's a done deal. He's out. I'm going with 10. I think it's going to be a year suspension, and they're going to appeal it down to 10. Because
you think the judge would give him no suspension?
I don't think that's viable. I really don't. Now, if you feel this isn't like it's going to a jury for 3 days. There's been 3 days of testimony, 3 days of back and forth on this. So the part of the reason, and the NFL was looking to make a settlement, the conversation, 2 weeks ago, was we really need you to settle these suits. So when we do render a decision, we're not having alleged victim number 28 pop up, and then there's more untoward stuff that's going to be out there, and the NFL gets a black eye again.
Yeah, I can't imagine he gets no suspension, but we've seen stranger things that have happened. And by the way, this is a judge. So this is Sue Robinson. She is a judge. She's a federal judge. And again, her standard or threshold of guilt or whatever you want to say is different. But I would think he's going to get a year, and you know, maybe it'll be brought down in an appeal or what have you. But again, who knows?
According to Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk, Deshaun Watson's camp, expect them to kind of do a media blitz. He says his reps will launch a media offensive aimed at challenging the lingering allegations against him. 20 cases settled, 4 lawsuits remain, along with the vague notion that more could still be filed. We'll see where that goes. But again, the best defense is an offense, I suppose.
Well, his lawyer hasn't done exactly any favors for him with his comments.
If you go back, remember, this Rusty Harden's the same guy who represented Roger Clemens back in the day. And to be honest with you, he kind of lost his fastball the last few months. When you think about some of the interviews he did on radio in Texas, just saying some terrible things, it doesn't help his client's case.
No. In fact, it would have been one of those times where you wish your lawyer didn't speak or say anything out there. Not that it may influence the decision, but in the public domain, court of opinion, it certainly had some influence out of all of it. So I wanted to bring this up yesterday to you, Mike. This is going to be an interesting story. So David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers, he has contractors that are coming after him for money now. Basically what happened is they were going to build a practice facility, a team facility, and all that good kind of stuff.
Kind of like not a ripoff, but an idea similar to what Jerry Jones has done with the Star in Texas.
So supposedly, this whole project was going to be financed through a shell company that he set up called GT Real Estate. And one thing led to another, and the company went into bankruptcy, and a bunch of people were owed money. Well, one contractor, Mascaro Barton Malow, contends it is owed $80 million, and they are going to challenge the idea that this bankruptcy is legit and everything like that. quote, virtually every aspect of this case is tainted by the control of Tepper and the Carolina Panthers. This is from the contractor's filing. Murky and suspicious structure is the debtor Tepper Carolina Panthers enterprise. So basically what they're arguing is that this GT Real Estate is Tepper in the Panthers. Could this lead somewhere? I mean,
look, we've been looking at Daniel Snyder. I mean, it depends. Does Tepper have a file on all the owners that apparently Daniel Snyder does? Because we can't understand how this guy still has a team. You know, again, we said this earlier in the week, and we talked about it with Amy Dash, our legal analyst. It's like they blew Jerry Richardson out in 5 months, and they can't. I mean, everybody knows that it stinks to high heaven in D.C., and they can't get rid of Daniel Snyder. Look. These guys didn't get to be billionaires because they're stupid. This guy's a Wall Street guy. I just think it's kind of disingenuous to create a shell company because you put this land deal together, which went belly up. And look, if you want to go do this deal, you cut a sweetheart deal with a county. That's why. Why do you think we go to Flowery Branch all the way up there? Because they cut a deal with the Falcons. They got, you know, acreage for pennies on the dollar. If Tepper can't do that, okay, well, don't sit there and screw mom-and-pop companies that were trying to put deals together for this, because that's what, in essence, what he's doing, like these contracts.
That's why he went into bankruptcy.
That's a lawyer's dodge.
Right. It protects him from having to pay anybody in this deal that went sideways.
Yeah. It's not good business. And you should be talking about court of public opinion. So people in Carolina sort of realize your owner's a creep.
Yeah. And the NFL, by the way, is like, well, wait. They're wiping their hands of the whole thing.
Paul, and that's between y'all. Well, yeah. You know, we're going to take it under advisement and look at these. But again, he's a smart. He's not a dummy. He created this shadow or dummy corporation, however he did it, to protect himself. But it does, like, at the end of the day, they know what's going on there. He looks like a jerk.
Yeah, the league spokesman said, don't know anything about the creditor's claim, if it's accurate or anything like that. So basically, they're coming out with we didn't hear nothing, see nothing. We don't know nothing that's going on out there. And it's, again, the league owners is such a cabal, and to your point about Dan Snyder, it's why it makes you question whether or not that anything is going to happen to him. The idea of forcing him out, that's such a rare thing to happen out of all this. But, again, we'll see where this goes. But
well, basically, the commissioner told Congress that he can't do anything. He doesn't have any power. He doesn't do anything. I mean, let's be honest. Roger Goodell is just he's the lightning rod for the owners. When stuff goes south, he takes the hit. And, you know, and look, you've seen him. He gives that the State of the NFL speech every year at the Super Bowl. You never heard a grown man speak for an hour and say absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
He should run for Congress.
Well, because he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer by trade. Yeah. And, again, he works for the owners. He's not an owner. He works for them.
The only way the owners would get out, if somebody's going to lose his team, pushed out, is if the Maras and
the old school guys,
the Rooney family, those guys. Arthur Blank's now a guy who's owned an NFL team for 25
years. Jerry Jones is a powerful guy within
the ownership. But there's guys, it would be the guys you would pivot to on this, and they're the ones. But this is why it's kind of funny. There was a Washington Times article that said, they would, and it was an op-ed piece saying that you've got to know the way Snyder is a litigious man. He's had private investigators on everybody, including the alleged victims in his sexual harassment case. So they wouldn't put it past him. They'll basically have files on the fellow owners. So basically the quid pro quo is I'll come out, I'll drop some stuff on you guys.
Yeah.
So this stooge still gets to own his team.
And why would he go in front of Congress and try to perjure himself? That would be the dumbest thing possible. Hey, dive into the history and culture of baseball's unofficial rulebook with Unwritten. It's a new podcast hosted by former players Ron Darling and Jimmy Rollins. This week, their episode is How to Talk to an Umpire. Ron and Jimmy are peeling back the curtain on those heart-to-heart discussions out there. Download Unwritten on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, when we get back, our weekly interview with Tony Gwynn Jr. as the Braves head to Cincinnati. They get ready to take on the Reds. Ronnie is back. We'll talk to Tony next. Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Stephen Gagliano. The Hawks acquired DeJounte Murray to pair him with Trae Young in the backcourt. And during his introductory press conference, Murray shared that the Hawks superstar had been working behind the scenes to help get the deal done.
We actually been talking for about two, three weeks, so he pushed the needle and he wanted it, you know, as much as I wanted it. So, you know, it's gonna be special. It's fun, and I think building that chemistry off the floor is most important. That'll lead to on the floor.
Hear more from Murray when he joins Dukes and Bell right here on 92.9 at 3:40. The Hawks' second major move of the offseason came today as they sent Kevin Huerter to Sacramento for a 2024 lottery protected pick and a pair of role players in Mo Harkless and Justin Holiday. The Hawks also signed Justin's brother Aaron Holiday as a backup point guard. The Braves will get Ronald Acuna back in the lineup tonight as they take on Cincinnati, but only as a DH while easing him back from a foot injury. Max Fried is on the mound for Atlanta tonight, looking for his eighth win of the season. With the Braves now just 3.5 games back in the NL East, the Mets are getting a major boost to their rotation as Max Scherzer is projected to start next Tuesday for New York, returning from an oblique injury. Tonight across the division, the Mets face the Rangers, the Marlins are in Washington, and the Phillies will host the Cardinals. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Stephen Gagliano from the Kia Studios on your home of Sunday's match between Atlanta United and New York City FC. Kickoff at 5, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hanging out in the Kia Studios. Mike Bell, John Chukri here in for Carl today. We're going to talk to DeJounte Murray in about 20 minutes from right now as he gets ready to head back and get ready for a busy NBA season here. And it's going to be exciting. We'll talk to him coming up at 3:40 this afternoon. But as we always do here at 3:20 on Fridays, let's talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. He is our Odyssey MLB insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. And, Tony, I tell you, you could not have had a better month than what the Braves just had as they tied a franchise record for the most wins. And now, all of a sudden, boy, we've got ourselves a full-blown pennant race in the NL East.
Yeah, I mean, it really just seemed like a matter of time before that offense started clicking. I mean, really from the start of the season, the pitching has been really, really good. And they've gotten some contributions from really everybody. But it was the offense that was lagging a little bit. But they certainly hit their stride here. And as we saw last year, this is a dangerous team when they're swinging the bats like the way they are right now.
Last time we talked to you, Tony, we were just starting a series with the Dodgers. We nearly took two out of three. We lose Kenley Jansen. He had a heart issue. He had that before when he was in L.A. So we have enough guys by committee. Yeah. We're getting some dudes back. But do you think that the Braves, what would you add, a starting pitcher? We got one guy, Ian Anderson, went last night. He's starting to wobble or just punch up the bullpen? We got depth everywhere else. What should we do with the trade deadline before it gets here?
I mean, you know, you can always use bullpen arms, right? I mean, everybody is going to be in search for those type of, especially late inning arms. But when you look at that Braves team, yeah, I mean, as I said, their offense has depth and they have a lot of really good players. But if you were going to say there was a weakness, you could probably point to the rotation and going out and assuring yourself multiple starters that are going to give you innings, not just multiple, but really everybody in that rotation, because that's what it really takes to make a long run like you saw them do last year. You're going to definitely have to shore up both ends. You're going to start with the starting pitching and the bullpen.
Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline for his weekly conversation. All right, Tony, I'm going to conspiracy theory a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I understand, look, that this was about the time that the Mets thought that this was going to happen and this, that, and the other. But, boy, it sure seems convenient that all of a sudden a couple minutes ago, Max Scherzer is going to start on Tuesday. We're hearing about Jacob deGrom getting back. It's funny how a lead that got dwindled down so quickly all of a sudden is guys are ready to get back and healthy and get back on the mound.
Yeah, no, I think in this case, it was kind of coming up on that time. I don't think they really had a good idea about when DeGrom was going to come back until about last month. So I think it just so happened to play out that way. And listen, if you're the Mets, it's perfect timing, right? I mean, you get to add two supreme arms at the top of your rotation, assuming that they're healthy, that you know can help you win ballgames. So I don't know if I buy that conspiracy theory that you're pitching there, but it certainly is coming at the right time for the Mets.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is with us here, guys, as the Braves go and take on the Reds. Last night, Ian Anderson, who we referred to, he just did not have it going on. So it was one of those nights where a position player gets to come out. Mike Ford, the former Yankee, who looked like a guy in a softball league, Tony. Did you ever go up against a position player, and what were the results?
I think I was like maybe 250. I think I had like four shots against position players. And at least three of the four did what we see a lot of the guys doing now, just threw it up there as slow as possible. And that's hard. I mean, when you have a certain speed that you've been seeing consistently and somebody comes in and is throwing below the hitting speed, it's hard to adjust. It's hard to adjust. But it's a lot of fun for fans to watch. I get it. But right. I really wish that we could stop seeing it.
It's a no-win, right? Because if you get a hit, oh, so you got a hit off an outfielder, and if you don't, you're going to ride you in the clubhouse like there's no tomorrow.
1,000%. 1,000%. It's a no-win situation for a position player hitting because, as you said, you're supposed to get a hit. If you get one and if you make an out, everybody's wearing you out.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our Odyssey MLB insider, joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Hey, Tony, I know you're out there on the West Coast. Let me ask you about Oakland. They – They got a step closer, I guess it was, to getting this new stadium or complex or what have you built. And again, hard to believe. I mean, again, as old as I am, growing up with the Oakland A's, they were one of the dominant franchises, and now they're kind of one of the jokes of Major League Baseball. But are they going to get this thing resolved? Are they going to get their stadium and their complex and all this kind of stuff out there? Because this has been – I know MLB wants Oakland and Tampa handled pretty quickly here, but how close are they getting to getting a new stadium?
It's hard to say. Every time it seems like they take a step forward, they take like five steps back. So, you know, it does seem like this time more than any other time that there's a legitimate shot. But I know a lot of people up in the Bay Area that are very skeptical that this is going to end up happening. So I think it's one of those things, we'll believe it when we see it. And, you know, I certainly for one hope that they don't have to move. This is a franchise that has been in that city and has been a big part of that city for a very long time. So I hope they get something done, but it's hard to say if they're willing.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr. with us here, guys. Braves taking on the Reds in Cincinnati's a road trip, but gets rolling. Tony, we thought we were done with the Freddie Freeman saga. You know, a very emotional weekend here in Atlanta. I got to go Sunday night, and he was still had to step out of the box nearly every at bat. And then we get the word from Doug Gottlieb on Fox that he had heard through the grapevine that the agent never told Freddie, and now people are going to sue each other. What do you know about guys, or maybe your own personal experience? Did you ride shotgun pretty tight on your agent, or did you just simply let him handle the business and you didn't get involved?
I think everybody is a little bit different. I think there are some guys who are very hands-on. They want to know each and every day. They want to be involved in every way. And there's guys who are on the complete end of that spectrum. This is where they want to know nothing. They just want to know what the offers are when they come. And he could decide what, you know, whether they, you know, he moves forward with it or not. And so, I mean, and so you got everybody in between. So I don't think there's a one size fits all, but if this story or rumor is true that Gottlieb has tweeted out, that is a reason why you have some guys who are extremely tight and want to know each and everything, because they are afraid of that type of thing happening.
Tony, what did you think about Clayton Kershaw's comments over the weekend and talking about that situation about, hey, we want to make sure we're not second fiddle and things like that? What did you think about what he said?
Right, enough's enough, right?
Yeah.
I think it seemed like one of those statements that, although it was said in jest, there's a little bit of truth to it. And I get both sides of it, right? If you're Freddie, there's some closure that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. That you've got, but if you're in Kershaw's side, you're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, they didn't bring you back, so you know
right.
why, you know, and like I said, I think most of it was said in jest, but there's probably a little truth to it.
Tony Gwynn is our Odyssey MLB insider, and insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars and Driveway's nationwide inventory. As always, Tony, we appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes, and we'll chat next week.
All right, thank you.
Cool, man. Have a great fourth. Tony Gwynn, man, always a blast. And, yeah, now I think we've turned the page on Freddie. I don't think there'll be any more Freddie news. That's a Dodger problem.
I think the Dodgers have turned the page.
You got that right.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw and crew turning the page on all that. All right. When we get back, we're going to talk to the newest Atlanta Hawk, DeJounte Murray. He's going to spend a few minutes with us as he was introduced today to the media, so we get a chance to talk to him next. It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Right Now, the game, Odyssey.com app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, John Chuckery, hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on a Friday afternoon with you. Looks like the rain has finally kind of cleared out of here. We got a holiday weekend coming up.
Yeah, man. Hopefully not on the roads because everybody, as you know, interstates come through Atlanta for people either heading to the mountains or heading to the beach, and it is a madhouse out there on the connector and everything else. I experienced it my way coming up 85 northbound today, so smoke them if you got them. Not if you're kids. That's not cool. But anyway, relax. We're going to talk to DeJounte Murray here in just a second. He's about to get on a plane to get back and get his affairs in order in San Antonio to come live here full time as one of the newest members of the Atlanta Hawks. The other moves today that went down also is we found out we made some trades today.
Yeah, Kevin Huerter is officially gone. He went to the Sacramento Kings and a couple players coming back. We've got two of the three Holiday brothers now that are here. Justin Holiday, Aaron Holiday was a free agent sign, and Justin Holiday comes as part of this package.
Aaron's a good defender as far as backup point guard, right?
Yes, he is. Yep. And Mo Harkless is the other guy that comes over from Sacramento. So, look, these set themselves up, Mike, for what looks like there may be more moves. We're going to talk to Steve Koonin, obviously, coming up here later on this afternoon. But very possible that there's another deal in the works. You got a couple of expiring contracts, a couple of guys on their last year. You save a little bit of money with Huerter. It feels like, doesn't it, that there may be a move in the works coming up?
Well, two things. You get Herter's new contract. The contract that he signed was going to kick into that new bracket, which is going to get you around $15 million a year. So you're getting Huerter's contract. Two ways of looking at it. You're only getting immediately $3 million of savings this year against the cap. You brought that up earlier to me. But then big picture, you're taking that $60 million you're going to have to spend on this off the books.
Yep.
So if you were going to add, let's just say for argument's sake, you're going to consummate a trade with Phoenix for DeAndre Ayton. You're going to have to match salary. So John Collins would go, or maybe Capella would go. DeAndre Ayton comes in, then you're going to have to turn around at some point and give him a big contract. You've got to clear the decks in the future for that to make
exactly.
sense.
That's exactly right. I mean, you have a couple of guys that, worst case is, they're here for the year, and then their money comes off the books, and now all that money that you were giving to Huerter goes into somebody else.
We did not mention this yesterday, but a couple of guys brought it up on the text line today, and that was the Chris Kirshner article a couple days ago, about 3 or 4 days back, that said that a source close to John Collins says he's out of Atlanta. That basically somebody who's in the John Collins camp was saying that he's pretty much done here.
Do you feel like at this point they have to trade John Collins?
It's the Matt Ryan scenario to a degree, in the sense that you've cut him off at the knees. You know, everyone now thinks he's not. Look, Matt is still the franchise quarterback and the greatest Falcon to ever dress out, but it was still at a point where, now, how do you go on as a leader of this team knowing that you've been sort of like twisted in the wind for a couple of weeks? For John Collins, these rumors have been floating around. Look, I got to be honest with you. John Collins could not stay healthy when I needed to get out of that play-in round and get into a locked-in position in the playoffs. That's partly – look, injuries are part of basketball. I get it. But, you know, he broke down when I did not need him to break down. And then I want more consistency out of John in the playoffs. My argument is he is a thinner version of Al Horford. It's like Al Horford 2.0. It's not a bad thing, but it's not a great thing when I need a consistent effort night in, night out.
Do you think that it's a basketball-related decision as far as fit, or you think that the personality conflicts of Trey and John play into this more?
Nobody talks about it, but we've gotten enough through the kind of through the grapevine that, you know, Trey and John don't necessarily laugh at the same jokes, and that's fine. You know, not everybody has to get along, but the good news is if John stays, they're going to have a fantastic delivery system with our next guest because the backcourt's the most dynamic in the freaking NBA.
Absolutely. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. The newest Atlanta Hawk all-star point guard DeJounte Murray is joining us. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at DeJounte Murray. And DeJounte, we thank you so much for being part of the show. One of the things that I was curious about is why San Antonio traded you. What was the message you got from San Antonio about why they were ready to move on and what their future was? What did they kind of talk to you about?
I mean, I don't really want to get involved into, you know, why I was traded on East Side, you know, just to be honest with you. You know, I had a great time in San Antonio. I learned so much under just that organization and that city, you know, just embracing me, giving me a chance, and, you know, just being able to understand what it's like to be a man, a pro, and a winner. You know, but, you know, as of now, man, I'm an Atlanta Hawk, and I'm just, you know, I'm excited, and I think, you know, we should lean and focus more on, you know, anything about the Atlanta Hawks.
Right on. John, I don't care what happened in San Antonio. My man is a Hawk. Please, John. DeJounte, one thing we found out is we can't wait to see you and Trey together. We just talked about all the things and matchups and what you guys can do being on the floor at the same time. I saw your dad got on social media talking with Trey's dad. Turns out you guys have the same birthday, so that's got to count for something, right?
Right, right. Meant to be, I guess, huh?
So what? How much did you interact with Trey All-Star Weekend? I mean, what do you know of Trey other than seeing him on TV?
I mean, you know, I've been watching Trey since he was in high school. I'm pretty sure he'll say the same, even though I'm a little older. But, you know, we've been in contact since, you know, high school days. And, you know, obviously just, you know, both loving the game of basketball and watching each other, whether it was high school or college and NBA level. And, you know, just All-Star Weekend was just a weekend for me that it was my first one. And, you know, he knew what it felt like to be there. So it was more so just engaging with all the guys. And, you know, that was one person that, you know, I was able to engage with sitting next to each other in the locker room and just laughing, joking, talking basketball and stuff. And just how dope it is to be, you know, in an All-Star game and, you know, what it takes to get back there. And, you know, the rest is history. Right. We're teammates, and I'm excited. He's excited, and, you know, we're just ready to, you know, go out and do whatever it takes to win.
Newest Atlanta Hawk DeJounte Murray joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Obviously, you know, a lot of talk about you and Trey both being point guards. Has Coach Nate talked to you about sort of what your role is going to be with this team?
Nah, we haven't talked about that, man. Today was my press conference. You know, we just made it really, really official, so we'll get to all the basketball side of things. You know, right now it's just embracing one another, you know, the excitement and building up the excitement. And, you know, when it comes to basketball, you know, I love basketball. You know, I'm a hooper. I know how to make things happen on both ends of the floor. So, you know, I feel like I'm going to fit in and do whatever coach need me to do to help win.
DeJounte Murray's with us here, guys, as he's getting ready to get back on a plane and get ready to start moving to Atlanta full-time here on the waitfor.com hotline. NBA All-Star, All-Defensive Second Team. DeJounte, we were looking at the highlights when we finally got the word. And by the way, everybody was stoked. When this trade came down, people were like, wow, how'd this happen? You play great defense. Do you pride yourself also on rebounds? Because your average rebound, you're kind of doing a little bit of everything.
I think it's more so, you know, obviously it's a pride thing, but it's also as I want it more than you, you know, type of thing. And, you know, defense and rebounding is a big part of winning basketball games. So, you know, with me having a winning mentality, you know, those are two areas that I take really, really a bunch of pride in. So that's all I can say about that.
DeJounte Murray joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. DeJounte, you obviously have a really good reputation as being one of the better defensive guards in the league. Is that mindset, where does that come from about playing such good defense?
I mean, it just come from where I come from, you know, how I was raised, you know, playing in my neighborhoods, playing, you know, with my family and friends and, you know, being the younger guy on the court playing with all the older guys, you know, you had to get the stop to get the basketball, you know, so none was ever given to me. And that's just where, you know, that comes from. You know, that's where my defensive mentality is. You know, I want it more than you. I don't want to be embarrassed by you and, you know, just wanting it more. And I got to go out and get it. So that's just my mentality, you know.
And that's the thing, Hawks fans, for guys who haven't looked at his, especially last year, man, the stats are insane. Just a tick below a triple-double, which is something we're all excited about. So you're a Pacific Northwest guy. I mean, are you stoked about coming to the A? I mean, this is where the players play, as we say. And it's just it's a lot of things going on in the city. Are you excited for the fit for you, culturally-wise?
Absolutely. I come from this type of culture, so, you know, it's going to naturally happen. You know, I'm excited to be in the city, be around the people, you know, the organization, just everything in one. So I'm really excited. You know, I feel like it's going to be real fun. And, you know, I just want to help bring more excitement to the city.
How much did you know about the Hawks? How much were you watching Trae Young? How much were you kind of keeping up with what was happening here in Atlanta?
I mean, I was watching a lot, watching a lot. I love basketball. I study it a lot. You know, it's not even about just the team now. You know, Jamal Crawford played here, won Sixth Man of the Year. Jason Terry played here. You know, I remember the days when, you know, recent, not too long ago, seems like it, but, you know, having Joe Johnson, Josh Smith, and, you know, Al Horford, Jeff Teague, and all them guys on the team. You know, I remember them days before I was even in the NBA. So, right. You know, I'm aware, you know, learning about the city more and more, you know, and just hearing how passionate the fans are. So, that makes me more excited to get out there and go represent.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like during timeouts in San Antonio, DeJounte, but, I mean, sometimes, as somebody in the hip-hop game, boom, you got like a mini concert breaks out. I mean, there's always something going down at State Farm. It really is. The energy is going to be a blast. You are a Hawk now.
I don't
want to talk about San Antonio, but I am interested because we don't really know much other than Popovich's like, sound bites when he does interviews. What was it like playing for Coach Pop?
It was one of the greatest things that could ever happen to me, you know, more than basketball, bigger than basketball, you know. Just like I said, you know, as you guys get to know me and, you know, get to understand where I come from, like, you'll understand, you know, just everything from off the floor, how much Coach Pop impacted me and helping me, you know, do the right thing and realizing, you know, how important life is bigger than basketball and, you know, just being able to help others, you know, with us being who we are, having a voice and, you know, just everything in one, just the importance of off the floor. And then obviously on the floor speaks for itself, you know, 5 championships and how great he's been and, you know, all the players he's helped with the success they had and, you know, just him in general, you know, as a man, as a coach. So, you know, that's a relationship that will last forever. You know, I'm forever thankful and grateful for him and the whole organization. And, you know, that's that.
Do you know much about Nate McMillan? Have you ever interacted with him before?
Yeah. I know a lot about Nate McMillan. You know, he coached back before they took our team, Seattle Sonics, back home.
Right.
I know a lot about him, you know, from his playing days to, you know, his coaching days. And a great coach, you know, a coach just want to go out and win. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, he's excited, you know. I work hard, you know. I'm willing to learn. And like I said, I'm just ready to get this thing going.
Cool. Trae call you as soon as this deal went down?
Absolutely.
What'd he say?
It's going to be a show. Win now mentality, you know.
Well, man, I got season ticks. So I'll tell you what, we're stoked. There's a lot of folks can't wait to see how this is going to develop. And no pressure on you, bro. We just need to be like 1-2 seed in the Eastern Conference next year, okay?
Let's do it.
Yeah, all right, man.
We appreciate DeJounte. Thanks so much for being a part of the show, man.
Later. Yep,
you got it, man. Right, and he's in the limo, literally getting back on a plane to get back to Texas and enroll and get himself situated.
He's on the tarmac as we speak.
But hey, two things, though. The guy, you heard how much guys love playing for Popovich. You know, it's like Craig Sager, who passed away, and obviously we're big buddies with Sags. Sager's one of the few guys who could actually get Popovich to open up a little bit and said if you can break through that veneer, you know, there's a reason why that small market team was able to cobble that thing together and stay so so dominant for so many years because guys love playing for that guy.
Yeah, look, it's going to be obviously a new look there, and excited to have him as an Atlanta Hawk. And
hey, again, I don't care what happened then. If they're going to hit the rebuild, they made the play-in this year, but obviously they got bounced in the first
2
one.
2 years now.
3 years in a row now they haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, and look, it's a very defensive-minded player. Obviously, Nate McMillan was a very defensive-minded guard, so it'll be interesting to see that dynamic with those two and what he can kind of change culturally about the defense here.
We were saying right when he jumped on the line here about, you know, what is the other, you know, the other shoe dropping is, you know, a lot of Hawks fans, they don't want to see John Collins go. And again, I don't know how to quantify it. Some folks feel it's a 50-50 amongst the fan base, 60, whatever. John is a great guy, always a stand-up guy. We love talking to John because he pretty much tells it like it is. He wanted the ball. He wanted more plays to be designed for him. I don't know if Chris Kirchner's source that's close to John Collins who said he's got a mindset where, you know, mentally Johnny's checked out of Atlanta. I don't know if that's accurate or not. I know that players, we said this was yesterday, they hear everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, you think that some guys know. Some people might say, I tune out that noise, but everybody hears everything. I used to joke around with Carl, John's in for Carl today. I go, the athletes don't care about the media and all this. And then, my God, this generation, more than anything, is totally dialed into what's being said on social media, on the news, you name it.
Travis Schlenk even addressed this recently about the idea of that the Hawks are in every trade scenario. And he even said, it's hard on the players and things like that. And he even said, I have to go to the players and tell them, hey, look, when there's something actually going to happen, we'll let you know. But otherwise, you have to tune that noise out. So they know, even the front office knows that the Hawks are involved in every rumor.
Well, there was a rumor earlier that we were going to be trading for Rudy Gobert, and that was hot there for about a week or so. And now the word's official that Rudy Gobert is being traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Who just signed Karl-Anthony Towns
to a monster max deal. So get ready because you're going to have two guys gobbling up. And John explained this earlier. If it's your guy, you get the Bird exemption. But boy, Minnesota's going to have a lot of money invested in two dudes.
Well, yeah, Gobert is already under contract. And in a couple of years, he's a $45 million player the way the contract continues to go up. So they're trying to build off their playoff from last year. They're in win-now mode. So I guess we know which one of those two guys was going to be out in Utah. And a lot of people did think it was Gobert and not Mitchell that was going to be out.
Right. So we'll now see, again, reports now that it is going down. But it looks like that's going to be happening. So the next question is DeAndre Ayton. Are the Hawks in play for DeAndre Ayton? I would imagine that would mean John Collins, Capella. They got to make the numbers work. And whatever you felt about John, I know that you and I debated DeAndre Ayton. I just think he'll be so much better around the basket. Look, we love what Clint does defensively. I know, and Clint, by the way, speaking of like a guy that you love to rally around, he's a good dude. But let's be honest, John, he got off to a really slow start this year. It was not a great year for Clint in the first half of the season.
No, it wasn't. And remember,
coming off the injury.
Yes, yeah. I mean, that was part of it. And then, look, like everybody, COVID and all those kinds of things that really slowed it. Remember, really the first half of the year, Mike, between injuries and COVID, you really got next to no assessment of what this team was. Mm. They only played for a short amount of time together. That's why everybody was like, okay, let's run this thing back. That's why I think the general manager didn't make any moves. We did not get a chance to see all these guys together. And they said, okay, we haven't had a chance to be together. Second half, let's get everybody healthy and let's try to run this thing.
The trade, by the way, Rudy Gobert to Minnesota, Sam Amick reporting, and a couple other guys have this. First, unprotected in 23, 25, 27. They're going to swap picks, kind of like what we did with San Antonio, and then a top five protected in 29. So that's how many picks moved from Minnesota. So that's a lot of picks for Utah to use down the stretch.
Yeah, look, it's going to be interesting with Gobert and Karl-Anthony Towns. I know Karl-Anthony Towns were the better three-point shooters in the league, believe it or not. But
that's the new big man who drifts out and pops the three.
Is that enough to make them a contender in the West? I mean, are they – how much do they
move Phoenix,
up
now? I mean, Phoenix, if we can consummate this DeAndre Ayton trade, I mean, all of a sudden Phoenix goes the other way. Now, Booker signed a monster deal. He'll be there. Mm-hmm. But Phoenix is not the same team. They took a step back this year.
What about Memphis?
Memphis with John Morant. They got to get him some help. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were outstanding last year. And John Morant.
He also got paid. Yeah.
Who just got a monster deal. Hard to believe how many big money deals are going around in the NBA
now. One thing for certain, if you just missed the DeJounte Murray interview, we'll replay a portion of it later, but he's got a definite rapport with Trey, and that's great. We're looking for chemistry. You know, remember you and I said, hey, if we get a guy in here, is Trey going to be able to move without the ball? This does seem, at least from first glance, like it's a match made in heaven, and now Nate's just got to make it work.
Yeah, got to make all these pieces move and play together. All right, when we get back for the top of the hour, we head to another outstanding player in the world of college football this time, as we're going to talk to Alabama linebacker Will Anderson. He's going to join us. He's got some things going on. Up next on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.